Denise Cooney, and you're very welcome back to Open Book. I actually can't believe I'm saying this, but season three has wrapped up. I had so much fun chatting to so many amazing people, and season four is in the works, but there's a small matter of my wedding before the end of the year, so I'm going to be busy. Until then, I'm going to bring you some of my favourite moments from the last season. I spoke to my friend, actress, writer and author Stephanie Preissner. Here she talks about writing and starring in The Walsh Sisters, which is about to air on RTE on Sundays. So good. Let's talk about your current TV projects. I'm so excited for you as someone who you were working on The Walsh Sisters since 2018.
Yeah,
you obviously had two babies, Noel, which you wanted and you adore. And, you know, you probably didn't expect to have to take as much time off with work in that period, you know.
Yeah.
And you tried to keep everything going as best you could. But now, a year and a half on, like, you're thriving in your work, as you should be, because you put so much work into it and passion. And yeah, I'm delighted for you and I'm so excited. So what can you tell us about The Walsh Sisters?
So The Walsh Sisters is an adaptation of some of Marion Keyes' books. For any Marion Keyes fans, Rachel's Holiday, she has several books now, I think actually seven, about the Walsh sisters. Mm-hmm. So there's Claire, Rachel, Anna, Maggie and Helen. Mm-hmm. In her most recent two books, which, like, as we record this, My Favourite Mistake, I think, is still in the top 10, mm-hmm. like, which is wild, because the first book she wrote in the 90s.
My mom read Rachel's Holiday when she was pregnant with my sister, who is now 29.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like, and then I reread it again, 2021 or something like that. And she, like, it's still as funny. It's brilliant.
It's still,
like,
so funny, you know? So brilliant. And she's written again, Rachel, which is a kind of a sequel to Rachel's Holiday, where in that book, I think Rachel is like 50 years old. So
I read that too. I can't remember though. Yeah.
Yeah. So this, the trick with adapting the books, I guess, though, was that, like, say if you were adapting Harry Potter, Harry Potter 1 comes first and then Harry Potter 2 comes first and then Harry Potter 3, and then you adapt them like that. Mm-hmm. But imagine if Harry Potter was written where one book was about Harry, mm-hmm. and one book was about Ron and one book was about Hermione.
Yes.
But in Hermione's book, Harry is a completely different age than he is in his own book.
Yeah.
And different things are happening. So that's the way the books work. I had to find a way to get all of these sisters in the same world at the same time, because in each of their books, they're about 30. So Claire is the oldest. So in her book, she's 30. Rachel is like 24. But mm-hmm. in Rachel's book, Rachel is 30. Mm-hmm. So how do you get them all to live in the same world? And that took a long time. And I think it just means that you have to kind of make compromises, and some stuff has to get dropped and left behind, and you bring some stuff up to the fore. So I'm hoping that fans of the books, because there are very intense fans of these books, mm-hmm. will be happy with what I've done and not think that I've, like, destroyed a perfect thing.
Yeah, I know, because obviously when you visualize it yourself, you want it to be mm-hmm. how you imagine it, and you're acting in it.
I am acting in it, yeah, which wasn't planned. If I had known that I was going to be acting in it, I wouldn't have put in as many intimacy scenes for my character.
I did enjoy these stories.
Oh my
And I
God.
Think after the whole Blake Lively, Justin think? Baldoni thing, I was like, Steph, you need to pay attention to all this stuff, like, you know, because yeah. this is before you go film all this, you need to know all this.
That stuff with, I don't really follow the, like, all of my pop culture references I get from you. And like, I'll send you a TikTok. And then I explain politics to you, and it's a nice two-way street. But Blake Lively, I don't know how all that stuff happened. Like, we are, like, when you, what's the name of that film that she was, that
all It
that,
Ends With Us.
It Ends With Us. So, like, It Ends With Us would have been, like, a much huger budget than what we had. Mm-hmm. And for the intimacy stuff, like, if we had even a small peck on the cheek in a scene, mm-hmm. we had an intimacy coordinator, closed set, which means that, like, only people who absolutely need to be in the room are in the room. The dailies, so that the recordings from that day don't get sent out to everyone, because it's an intimate scene, even if it's just like a peck on the cheek. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Now, a lot of actors who are kind of old school, like Aidan Quinn, who you might know from, I think he was in Practical Magic with Sandra mm-hmm. Bullock, which was what I knew him mm-hmm. from.
And he plays the dad, right?
He plays my dad, yeah, and all of our dad. But he's also in Michael Collins. He's been around forever. And mm-hmm. when we had the intimacy, he didn't have any intimacy scenes, but he would have been there when the intimacy coordinator was there. And he'd be telling us stories from, like, jobs that he's been on through the years. And he's like, an intimacy coordinator? Absolutely not. Like, that would never have been a thing. It was just like, you
free
just
for all.
Free for all. We can imagine.
So like one person's version of passion and another person's version of passion. Like, yeah. And this is your work colleague, like, you know. Yeah.
And this is your, like, and some actors do, I've heard, like, I've seen YouTubes of actors saying, like, oh, I don't really like intimacy coordinators because they ruin the spontaneity. And it's like, dude, this is your job. Like, if you want to be spontaneous, you can go to Coppers. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. This is my work day. And the intimacy stuff is coordinated like a dance routine.
Mm-hmm.
So the intimacy coordinator, so it's me and my husband. So she'll talk to me on my own first as Stephanie. Do you have any, and like, I have a lot of sensory things. So I was like, he can't touch my neck. If he needs to touch me at all, it needs to be like really firm touch. Because if anyone touches me like in a feathery way, it just hurts my skin.
Reminds me of pregnancy massages. I'm like, why did I do this? Because they can't even put any pressure.
Yeah, it's just icky. Yeah. So, you know, and then she would talk to the guy playing my husband, and he has his own stuff. And then she doesn't tell us what they've said. She just goes and kind of coordinates an intimacy scene. So she basically makes a dance routine.
Okay.
So she's like, okay, so Stephen, you're going to come in, you're going to put your hand here, then you're going to put your hand in her hair, blah, 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 whatever. And we're going to do this. And then you rehearse it, and you kind of rehearse two different ones, because then you have to go and show the director, these are our two options, what do you want? So I have a scene where I have to have sex with my husband, and we had to have two different versions of it. And she was like, I have a 9-inch Pilates ball, so we're fine. And I was like, sorry, what are you talking about? What is a 9-inch Pilates ball? Why are we talking about inches? And she just showed us, you know, like an exercise ball that you'd sit on.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So you can get
sit on. Oh, yeah. No, the small Pilates ball.
So
yeah,
small Pilates ball. So she deflates that. So it's just like a pancake.
Yeah.
And she's like, so we're going to put this between you and him, and that will absorb the thrust action.
I could never be an actor.
Yeah.
My God.
And I was like, all right. And then we were doing a take of it, and he moved away and the Pilates ball fell on the floor. And I was like, oh, can we just get this done once? But yeah, I mean, that's just the intimacy part.
Side note, I remember when you told me, first of all, you were going to be acting in it. I was like, you're an actor. This is funny. I feel like our friendship is so separate to anything work related.
Yeah.
You know, obviously we talk about work, but we don't talk about all parts of it, you know, especially when you've got like 12 million plates spinning. And then I learned you were an actor, and then it was like, you were acting in this movie and then you're doing these intimacies. I was like, my mind was blown.
Blown.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.